Here on KSOM, we're talking high school softball with Jody Rosalit, coach for Griswold Cam softball, as they take on Fremont Mills tonight in a doubleheader with coverage of both games here on KSOM. First pitch at game one at 5:30. Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into tonight's showdown against the Knights?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're feeling really good about things. Girls are just confident and just trying to take a one game at a time attitude and just trying to get better every day.
So how do you feel about playing against a team like Fremont Mills? They're kind of scrappy. They steal a lot of bases. They play some small ball. What kind of pressure does that put on your defense?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we've been trying to prepare for when we've had practices the last time, last couple of times. Obviously, they got some really quick girls in the bases, and they're aggressive and know, like you said, the bunt game. So we're just trying to be prepared for that and just be disciplined. That's kind of one of our focuses is having a no little things attitude and just discipline in all aspects of the game. So that's what it's going to take tonight.
Have you seen a lot of that? And it seems like that's a weapon the teams used to use a lot in the past. It seems like it's starting to disappear a little bit more.
I guess we've seen a handful of games that have used the bunt game against us, I guess, or tried to use the bunt strategy. But I think just working on defending against it, and that kind of prevents it from being a big thing that affects the game, I guess.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like as many teams play that style anymore. So sometimes when a team is able to do that, it puts a unique pressure on the defenses.
And definitely having the speed, having the speed to go with it, that definitely is a key part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the defense been like overall throughout this year? I mean, how would you just describe, how the girls have been defending and what you've been looking for there?
We've just been looking for being consistent and being aggressive and understanding that when we do that, that it's part of the game, mistakes are part of the game. And then the biggest thing is how we respond to it. And just controlling our controllables and owning our responses and, next play mentality then when that happens. And the girls have really done a good job of that and been resilient and bouncing back.
What has stood out the most for you offensively?
Offensively, I would say just consistency, up and down the order. I think last night, our nine batter had the most RBIs, and that really says something for our team, just what we're doing up and down the order. So I'm just really been impressed with the girls. And like I said, any given night, someone different comes up with with a big clutch hit or a big clutch play. And I think that's just the girls have built a lot of trust with each other on that, knowing that it doesn't depend on any one person to do it all on their own. So that's just really been fun.
Yeah. Who was the nine hitter who had the big night the other night?
Carson Adams.
Okay.
Had the most RBIs the other night.
Well, I mean, that's a reflective of a good team, isn't it? I mean, to get production from the bottom part of your order, it doesn't necessarily have to be hits, but, you obviously have talent down there. Expand on that a little bit more, what Carson, other players have done, like 7 through 9, and how they've been able to be productive.
Yeah, I think just – all through the order, I think it's just been focusing on being really disciplined with our pitch selection and being able to, foul off pitches when you have two strikes and finding one that you can drive. And I think Carson had two hits last night, but there's several girls had two hits last night. I think we had 11 or 12 hits last night in the game, and that it just takes discipline on every at bat and every pitch and just really being focused on every pitch.
So what is your priority here down the stretch of the season to try and get this team ready for the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, we have a big set of games this week. Obviously, we're playing Monday through Thursday this week, so that'll be good and seeing some good competition, getting a little rest over the holiday, and then just getting some good practices in heading into regionals.
So what do you make of the brackets overall, Region 6? I mean, you have a first-round bye. You play either Underwood or HSTW. Trainer is the top seed in the region. Logan Magnolia is a solid team. So is Maple Valley, Antelope Charter Oak Ute. Just what do you make overall of the competition you're going to have to face in your region?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, like most regions, there's going to be a lot of good teams in it. I think just comes down to any given night and playing your game. And I think they're all winnable games if you play your best. And that's what we hope to bring. And just looking for one game at a time mentality, not getting too far ahead of ourselves.
Very good. Well, Coach, should be a good one tonight. Doubleheader against Fremont Mills. Really appreciate your time. And we'll see you this evening. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Looking forward to see you tonight.
Jody Russell, head coach for Griswold Camp Softball, with us here on KSOM.